Okay, we begin Perek Vav, which is not part of the Mishnayis of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos was actually written as five parakim, as five chapters of Mishnayis, and the custom was to learn it between Pesach and Shavuos. Since there are six Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos, and we wouldn't, God forbid, want people to have nothing to do on the sixth week, so the I don't know whom, but somebody put together this last parak, which is called the Parak of Kinyan Torah. It's a parak that has to do with Limud HaTorah, and is really not a collection of Mishnayis, but a collection of Braisas. A Braisa is something written in the same period of time as the Mishnayis, as that which became part of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, but it's Braisa. The word Braisa, bra, means outside. Braisos, these are the outside teachings, those which are outside of the body of Mishnayis, although they're written by the same time, and most of them by the same people as the Mishnayis were written.
Why were they given a separate classification?
Well, not everything was included in Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The overwhelming majority of the teachings of the Tanoim were not part of Mishnayis. Rabbeinu HaKadosh tried to set up an order, a Seder, Shisha Sedarim, of Mishnayis that teach the fundamental ideas of the six Sedarim, and also which are generally written in Lashon Kotzer, in a short Lashon. Those are written in a long Lashon were not included. They were put as part of the Tosefta. Tosefta means the additions to the Mishnayis. And Braisos, which are those that are outside of the Mishnayis, and they don't have the same weight in halacha as a Mishnah, although here we're not dealing with halachic issues, we're dealing more with hashkafic issues. And that's why the parak begins with the words, Shanu Chachamim. Now, Shanu Chachamim, for those who learn Gemara, in Aramaic, is Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan is a code word in Shas for a Braisa, for something that, even though it's brought in Gemara, was actually said by a Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught. Shanu Chachamim is Hebrew for Tanu Rabbanan. Generally, Mishnayis are written in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh. And Gemara is written in Aramaic, not in Lashon Kodesh, but in an Aramaic language, to make them distinct from the Mishnayis. The Braisais are also in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh. So it says, Shanu Chachamim b'Loshen HaMishnah. The Chachamim taught the following in the same Lashon as the Mishnayis, in the same Lashon Kodesh as the Mishnayis. Baruch Shebacha Behem u'Mishnasam. Blessed is God who chose them and their teachings. So that's how this parak begins. And again, this parak is a collection of things that have to do with Kinyan Torah. It starts with Remeya. Remeya Aymer, Kala Isik B'Torah Lishma. Remeya talks about the extremely great value of somebody who learns Torah Lishma. Now, Remeya was a Talmud of Acher. Acher was, Rabbi Yechanan says, Chan Hava Beinon. There was the one of the Tanoim who, went off to Derech, so to speak, who, for reasons explained in the Gemara, he believed in the Rabbi Nishalayla, but he believed, for whatever reason, that his neshama had no tikkun, and he was Pirish from, I guess you would say from Frumkeit. He was Michal Shabbos, etc. So Remeyer taught that Kol Ha'Isik B'Torah Lishma Zeich L'Dvarim Harbei. The what was missing in Acher and his being taught, Chazal say, was a lack of Torah Lishma, and therefore it's Dafka Remeyer who teaches Kol Ha'Isik B'Torah Lishma Zeich L'Dvarim Harbei. Remeyer learned from Acher even after Acher was Pirish. Chazal say Rimay Matzah. Klipa Zarak v'teichei ochal. He took the pomegranate, so to speak, threw away the garbage and kept the good stuff.
So he continued learning Torah after he went
to teaching Torah. Gemara even relates an incident when he was riding a horse on Shabbos and Remeya was accompanying him, and he was learning from him. And when it came to the Tchum Shabbos, Acher told Remeya, "Stop! You can't go anymore. You know this is the Tchum Shabbos." So. It was a different level apikiris. He was, whatever one would say about Acher, he believed. He just, for whatever reason, thought that he had no, his neshama had no tikkun. And he felt for him it wasn't worth to keep Shabbos. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was ultimately, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan was ultimately zeichet to bring his neshama to Gan Eden after a period of time.
Did he have a name? Did he know his name?
Yeah, Elisha ben Avuyam was his name. Yes. Yeah, we call him Acher. He was the other one, so to speak. Elisha ben Avuyam is quoted from before he was Pirish, and Chazal gave many reasons for his mistakes. One thing they say is that he was Arba Nichtesul Pardis. He to learn Kabbalah in a way he shouldn't have, and that had some effect, some negative effect on him. It skewed his understanding of things that had to, that pertained to him personally. And he believed Shuvu Banim Shoivivim Chutz Me'acher, that everyone but him could have a tikkun and he could not. Again, back to Remeir. So Remeir says, Kalai Zibetayu Lishma Zech Ledvarim Harbei, Loyayit Ela Shekalai Lam Kulai Kedai Hulai. The entire world is worth it just for the one man who keeps Torah Lishma. Nikra Reya Ohov, he's called a friend. Beloved, Ayeves Abakim, Ayeves Abriyais. These are all simanim. If somebody is loyal, how do you know someone's loyal Torah Lishma? You can't open his heart and take a look. Well, if he doesn't have these midas, then he's not learning Torah Lishma. He becomes somebody who is beloved, who loves God, loves people. Ayeves Abriyais, Mesamech Es Amakim, Mesamech Es Abriyais. He brings joy to heaven and joy to other human beings. Ulmabashtai Anova V'yira. And it's as if he's clothed in humility and fear of heaven. Machsharta Eliyah Tzadik, and it prepares him. If he's already Torah Shema, he's going to be a Tzadik, Chassid Yashar V'Neman. Umrachakasai Min Hachet, it distances him from sin. Makarvasai Eliyah Tzchus, and brings him close to merit. V'Nenamenu Eitzav Esushia Bino Gvura. And others benefit from him, wise counsel, are helped. They gain from his wisdom and his strength. Shenemar li eitz of isushia ni bina li gevura. These are references to Torah, to somebody who studies Torah. V'neislai malchus u'memshala v'chikor hadin. He gets malchus u'memshala, a certain type of royalty. V'chikor hadin, and an ability to understand what's correct. U'megalin lay razei Torah, the secrets of Torah are revealed to him. Vinasa Kamayram is Gaber Ukanar Shane Paisik, he becomes like a wellspring which continues to give forth in strength, like a river that doesn't stop. Vehevet Sanua, and somebody who wants to be zech to this has to be Atsanua, has to be a person who practices tznius and all its parts. Veerech Ruach, and holds his anger, Umaichal al Albaina, and forgives his own honor, umagad losim, umasa akal ma'amasim, and it lifts him up higher than all of creation. So this is a Mishnah with a series of very general praises for somebody who learns Torah Lishma. The most famous piece of Reb Chaim Volozhin in his writings, probably overall, certainly in Ruach Chaim, is the piece we're about to learn. This piece that we're about to learn is a monologue against the practice of Hasidim of his generation. It's a monologue against the practice of those who don't want to hurry in learning, don't want to work hard on their learning. They want to say Tillim all day and practice Yerush Shemayim without Limud HaTorah. And this is easily the most famous piece of Ruach Chaim. In the standard Mishnayis, the standard Yochan Bayez Mishnayis, this was incorporated on the page into the column to the Gilyain. It's the only piece of Ruach Chaim, to my knowledge, that is printed there. And to a certain degree, as we learn it, it's a call. It's a call for people to learn Torah Lishma. At the same time, for those of us who are zeichet to cross paths with different groups of Hasidim, many of the groups of Hasidim took the warning seriously in the way that the Torah Tamima writes, that the Misnagdim to Hasidus saved Hasidus from its own excesses. Because there were complaints about certain aspects of Hasidic practice. So certainly the Hungarian and Polish Jewry, Hasidus, Polish Jewry the most, Hungarian Hasidus, Russian Hasidus less, so took this Musar and really applied it, accepted it, and Limud HaTorah became a fundamental part of many of the groups of Hasidim to different degrees. The people who are not Hasidim, they look at them all in the same, paint them all in the same brush. It's not that way. Different groups among the Hasidim have different attitudes to Limud HaTorah, as opposed to the other parts of Avodas Hashem. And it seems a lot of it has to do with the countries from where they came. In Poland specifically, there was a tremendous Ger. Alexander was bigger than Ger before the war, except that the Ger Rebbe survived. The Alexander Rebbe didn't survive. Most Ger Hasidim, most of them didn't survive. Many did, but most of them did not. The Alexander Hasidim was survived. After they left the camps, there weren't Hasidim. They had to go back. And in the case of Alexander Hasidim, there was no Rebbe to go to. So the name is pretty much forgotten. Rabbi Wein writes that the Alexander Hasidim were far larger than Gerach Hasidim in pre-war Poland. But be that as it may, that was a group of Hasidim that openly defied to a great degree the other Hasidim and fought with them over this idea. In Warsaw, on one particular Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, there was a battle in Warsaw between Hasidim and Misnagdim. There was everywhere, all over Europe in that generation. But in Warsaw, between the Hasidim, between those who wanted to put Torah study as the fundamental of Hasidus, and felt it was a mistake, those who were Pirish, and those that disagreed. And one Rosh Hashanah in Warsaw, in the Kloys, in the Shtiebel, the Hasidim, the pro-learning Hasidim, got up early, Davin Vesikin, and then, presumably Blue Scheifer as well, and then started learning in the Beis Medrash. And this was the beginning of Hasidus. There was one Hasidus in the Beis Medrash. And then the others came to Davin, and the Ger were learning, and they waited for them to finish learning and start Davining, and they didn't. They had Davined already. And a tremendous fight or scuffle broke out. And it's a story unto itself, where there was a desire to put the Polish Hasidim in Cheirim. It would have been the ultimate joke for some Hasidim to put the other Hasidim in Cheirim after the Grodo. Ayiv Yisrael, Adapter Rav, sort of saved the day by bringing them together. But it's amazing that people actually felt strongly enough to fight about it.
It's literal fight, or do they just talk about?
See, I don't know. We wouldn't know anything about this except for one German Jew, by the name of Marcus, who became a chassid. And he, even though he became a chassid, felt that all these things had to be recorded. He wrote a sefer HaChassidus, and that's where we know most of this information. Hasidim themselves hid these things as being inappropriate for Hasidim to talk about. In other words, their own failings of Hasidus. Although, when you look back historically, it says something. It says something in a positive way, at least. I guess it depends on which side of the argument you stand, but it says something positive. But he wrote a Sefer HaChassidus, which details the whole struggle in this regard. Now, let's learn Reb Chaim Volozhiner's words and see how he expresses it.
It's, you say Russian Hasidim, you mean Ukrainian Hasidim?
Americans don't know the difference until last week between Ukraine and Belarusia and Russia. You know, it's all a place where there's a lot of snow and there was an iron curtain where we grew up. A lot of anti-Semites that are unfortunately openly anti-Semitic too. Okay, let's see Yochai Volosh in his piece here. Kol Ha'isi B'Torah L'Shma, Inyan HaLishma Ikra L'Shem Avas HaTorah. The Ikra of Lishma, now Hasidim held, and I'll say so in a minute, that Lishma is to feel close to God, which certainly sounds very appealing and inspiring. He says it's not true. The Ikra of Lishma is Ikra L'Shem Avas HaTorah, Liga V'Lamid Al Shra Sheha. It's for a love of Torah, and to work hard, to stand means to understand to the roots of Torah. Avim Yachshav Adam. And here, as I say, in brackets, it says, "Im Yashav Adam." If somebody will think he's referring to the Chassidim. Ki lishma hakavana ledveikus. That the idea of lishma is to feel a closeness to God. According to his imagination, he feels that it's good to be involved in song and praise, and specifically in the reading of Tehillim from David HaMelech, the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael, which do indeed awaken in a person a love for God and a closeness, and he says that's enough. So he doesn't have to haravin, work on a hard gemara and a hard taisis, have a sweet life. Avalai kein hu, it's not so. Kilometzino b'medrash, we find in the medrash, and this is a hotly debated medrash. The medrash says, Shadavid bikesh, David prayed to God, he asked Hashem, Sha'isik b'shirav b'zmarav, somebody who was Isaac in Tehillim, Yachshav like Isaac bin the Gaon va'alais, should get schar like someone who works hard on understanding the hard mishnayis of Nagam and Alois. So, Chassidim argued, we see Tehillim is just as good as Nagam and Alois. So, Chai Velazhin, his answer is, first of all, Harry Nagam v'Alois Yikarim Yaiser. He said Tehillim should be as good as Mishnayis Nagam or Alois. That means Nagam and Alois start off on a higher level. And also, Lemitzinu Shiskva Kadish Baruch Hu Laibazeh. Doesn't say God granted him that Tehillim should be like Nagam and Alois. L'fishikra limud loy lasik rak bitveikus. The main learning is not tveikus. Kim lahasik leidei ha-Torah ha-mitzus v'adinim. V'leidei kaldov ha-aburi av klal av upratav. The main job is to understand and to know all the parts of Torah, its rules and the individual pieces of Torah. U'lahasik gam kein sisrei poloi maisav v'chakar kavaydai. And also to understand the secrets of God's Peloi Maisav, his amazing actions, the Cheker Kavaydai, and the depth of his, of Kavod Hashem, Zetzarch Lilmaid, B'Yegia Atzuma. For that one has to work, one has to learn with great effort, great work, great effort put into it. Lahasig Amitas Kavaras Atar Lafi Hesagasai. B'chash Yaisav Lilmaid, Ken Yaisav Lichbait Lilmaidai. And the more a person learns, the more he wants to learn more. The person has a feeling he wishes he would never have to take care of his body, not sleep and not eat, just constantly to enjoy and to drink and to great thirst, the words of Torah, Kamaymer Chazal, Im Shamaya Biyoshon Tishma Bechadash. If you will hear the old, then you will want to hear new. Normally, once a keli is full, it doesn't hold anything. In Torah, it's not that way. The more you're full of Torah, the more you can hold Torah. In your light, we will see additional light. By the light that we have acquired in Torah study, we see more light and want to achieve it. As a marshal of Hanichnas L'Chedor HaMelech Bebeis Gednozov Amalei Ar Yekares, somebody goes into the king's treasure house, which is full of valuable things that light him up. Misham Raya Delas L'Chedor Pnimiyid. He sees, wow! He looks at the king's treasure, and then he says, "There's a vault within the vault." B'chavis L'Chedor Pnimiyid. He wants to see what's there. Misham Raya L'Chedor Pnimiyim. And when he goes in, he sees even further. Additional rooms. And the more deeper he gets into this catacomb of vaults, the more valuable it is. And if he had never entered the first room, through the light that he achieves originally, Raya. He realizes that there's more. A person doesn't start Torah study, doesn't realize what there is. Through this, he has a tremendous desire. He has a desire to know everything. He didn't leave a thing in the revealed Torah that he didn't study. Zel zechel dvarim harbe shamar b'mishnah. Someone who studies Torah zechel dvarim harbe means to additional revelation of Torah. So this is his call to the study of Torah, to being work yagia. Yagia means working hard. Yagia has two parts to it. There's shaking off discomfort, and tiredness, and hunger, and suffering, enduring in order to be able to learn. And also, just sometimes it's painful. You don't understand. You work harder, and you don't understand. And until a person feels at one time that it just hurts so much. Shmuel Birnbaum used to use an expression, "Da mos tutvei the brains." That was his expression. You know, his brains hurt from his effort. So that's his call. And it's a shame. I guess tomorrow night we'll pick up this idea.